USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Missouri River and its tributaries are inundating most of Nebraska, as well as much of Iowa and parts of Missouri. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she was shocked by what she saw from the air.
It's hard to really describe the devastation that we witnessed. It looked like an ocean. And I mean, I saw the top of grain bins. We saw buildings sliding. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, that's people's lives. Those are fifth generation farms.
Three deaths are blamed from the flooding. Farmers and ranchers in the flooded states estimate their losses will be in the billions of dollars. A federal jury has found that Roundup weed killer was a factor in a California man's cancer. This is the second case to go to trial over the alleged harms of the widely used chemical. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
During a White House news conference with Brazil's new president, President Trump said all options are open when it comes to Venezuela. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
While hosting the president of Brazil at the White House, President Trump says anything's on the table regarding Venezuela, including tougher sanctions.
We really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, I would say, right down the middle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump continues his attacks on the late Senator John McCain, telling reporters he will never be a fan of McCain's, partly because of how he voted in repealing the Affordable Care Act.
He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years, and then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down.
The president has been attacking McCain since 2015 when he said he didn't consider him a hero because he was captured during the Vietnam War. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A U.S. ally has imposed a major media crackdown. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Egypt's top media regulator putting into effect tighter restrictions, allowing the state to block websites and social media accounts with over 5,000 followers if they're deemed a threat to national security. The Supreme Media Regulatory Council is also able to impose stiff penalties, all without having to obtain a court order. Critics say some of the measures published in the Official Gazette late Monday are stricter than those approved by lawmakers last year. Prominent Egyptian journalists are calling the measures unconstitutional, saying they grant far-reaching powers to authorities to censor the media in violation of basic press freedoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Efforts continue in New Zealand to identify the 50 people gunned down during a shooting rampage at two mosques. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush says the FBI and other national agencies are helping out.
We're also working very closely with other countries, our other Five Eyes partners, in terms of cooperation around the profiles, the travel, etc., to build a comprehensive picture of this person that we will put before the court.
The first funeral has been held for a father and son that were killed in the attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.